The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Back to the phones. Let's go to my friend Lynn Ballard. Good morning, Councilman. How are you?
Fine, Joey. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, starting Wednesday, and we're doing it again today, Councilman Rick Roberts had some people in his district come to him the other last weekend and say, look, we want to help, but we don't know what to do.
Right.
And after checking with some local charities, Rick found out that they are in need of donations really bad. So he put together with some friends of his, we've got two donation trucks set up. One of them is at the Palmetto Ale House and Restaurant on Beacom Drive.
Okay.
The second one is at Southside Christian School. They'll be open from 1 until 6 today. Rick will be up at Beacom Drive. I'll be at the one at Southside Christian School.
And that's on Woodruff Road and 14, right?
On Woodruff Road, yeah, right. Yes. Across from Grayson East Cemetery.
Right.
And on Rick's website, on my website, and several others, there is a list of the things that are needed, non-perishable food items, of course, toiletries, things of that nature. And I know on Wednesday, when we first opened up, we had a good response. What we're looking at, we've done this here in Greenville County many times to aid tornado victims, hurricane victims, flood victims. We now have a chance to do it here in Greenville County mm-hmm. and help the people right here in Greenville yep. County. Now, this is all being overseen by Miracle Hill. The other charities all agreed Miracle Hill has the warehousing space and they have the logistics set up to distribute what's needed to who needs it.
Sure.
So Miracle Hill is picking up the donations, taking them to their warehouse, and all of it's working through them. So this is all set up through an already established channel. It's a really good
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, Miracle Hill, we love Miracle Hill. Ryan Dirk, their president CEO, was on with us earlier this week. Lynn, talking about, you know, what they're doing in response to this. You know, it's a tough time for all nonprofits. But Lynn, this type of effort, this is what we're all about. This is what makes America so great, is we chip in and we help one another.
That's right. And that's what so many people want to help, but nobody knew what to do. So here's an opportunity, folks, and we're yep. asking everybody to step up and help out our other citizens right here
sure.
that need a little help right now.
Yeah, and what a great idea, what a great initiative. Councilman Lynn Ballard, always good to hear from you. If you have items that you want to help, then run them by one of these two locations. Do it this afternoon. What are the times again that you're going to open, Lynn?
1 o'clock till 6 o'clock.
1 till 6 on this afternoon, and you'll be doing it again next Wednesday as well.
At least next Wednesday and Friday. We're trying to put together next week, and we're also trying to get a third location out here in my district. We just haven't got that
sure.
quite worked out yet.
Yep. Well, and look, if you want to help, if you want to help your neighbor, this is a great way to do it, and no better organization than Miracle Hill to implement this as well. So, Councilman, always good to hear from you. Thank you for your efforts on this.
All right, Joy, you have a good day and stay safe out there.
All right, you too, Councilman Lynn Ballard.